Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with you. And, well, what a market we have today. Amazingly, as we look back at yesterday's action and we start to try to figure out what's going on, and of course we continue to have the sign of the bull, which is the money managers, the pundits continue to tell us to buy, but we know that the markets have now turned over. In other words, this is no longer a buy the dip. This is a sell the rally. Now, if you take a look at Wednesday's action, and you could see the markets were down well over 500 points. Now, again, 500 is not that big of a deal. And percentage-wise, you're talking about, you know, about 3%, which, you know, it happens, and of course, but what it is, it's now the constant pounding of the markets, and every time we end up lower. And what I'm saying here is that, you know, the markets made a dramatic rally in the afternoon yesterday. You had a movement from down to, in fact, it looked like for a while that the markets were going to actually get into positive territory. And in fact, the NASDAQ did. Okay, the NASDAQ made just a dramatic, the NASDAQ futures are down 150, and it got up to be plus 20, which is a dramatic move. But when it was done, the sellers came back, and we are definitely in a bear market. Forget about their percentages wise. You know, this is one thing that we get far too involved and interested in the numbers of, you know, this amount of percentage is a bear market, this is a bull market. Here, let's look at it straight up. This is the Bubba Show. That's what we talk about, the basic straight up. Straight up, you're going to be much better off now looking for opportunities to sell markets than buy markets. And I don't mean just go out tomorrow or today and start selling everything. I mean, you want to look for your opportunities that you wait for certain levels. You watch a market and you try to look at spots that technically make sense to get short. Okay. And that's how you then trade from that position. Is that is the time then you will now look to be in a short position versus a long position. And that is what you can see when we talk about the markets starting to turn over. That is what we're talking about. We've gone from to buy every dip to sell every rally. Now, again, we're going to see some unbelievably vicious rallies. I mean, that rally was, if you were short, you were puking. You know, that sound you heard across the globe was the shirts getting squeezed. That was a little pig squealing all over the place. But at the end, you ended up just selling back off again. And here we are, continuing to work our way lower. And again, you'll see these gigantic moves that are up. And you go, wow, how can I not be in? But what is happening? Well, you've got, first of all, you've got everybody talking about the correlation of oil, which oil is not correlated to the market. It's correlated in one way. I shouldn't say not. It's correlated in the way that it does cost jobs, but so does every other commodity space. The commodities continue to be beaten down into submission where nobody knows what to figure from there. We continue to see a pounding. And of course, you know, one of the things that bothers me is when you start trying to they're making it sound like oil, for example. You know, this week was an expiration week in oil. What does that mean? It means that when you're in the futures market, when the front contract goes to what they call spot, okay, or in other words, cash, you know, it shades a little bit differently. But announcers were making it seem like oil was getting hammered. Now, don't get me wrong, it's been getting hammered, but the spot was down much further. And of course, saying it was in the 26s versus the 28s was also something that they were looking at. Okay. So they like to say the number. It's like if we're going up, they would rather say, you know, 101 than 99. But at the end of it, oil is a commodity, no different than soybeans or grains or whatever. And we are seeing a global, worldwide smashing of everything. And that is a destruction of wealth, which, you know, again, there's been so much wealth, you know, we can't make a difference. And of course, the next thing we like to hear is we've lost $3 trillion in wealth. And I go, okay, so, I mean, it's not like they didn't make the money. Okay. So it isn't really destruction. It's a take back. And the year is ugly. It's off to an ugly start, and it figures to get only uglier. Now, if you go back, and again, I'm not predicting that we're going to have a replay of 2008 or 9, but you're seeing the same types of signs. Okay. Now, you know, what's going to change that? Well, you know, nothing's going to change as long as we try to engineer price, because prices are not engineered well. It's not a good sign when you have to engineer. You have to have free markets with true price discovery, because without them, you end up with nothing. See, and that's where we get confused, is by not having a market to be have the ability to trade freely, to trade unencumbered, okay? That's what you have to focus on. So when you allow them to trade, because there is no better pricing vehicle than price, okay? Price discovery is by far the number one thing, that because markets should be able to determine their fair value, okay? Markets themselves will determine fair value if you allow them to do so. But of course, we haven't had that for a while. And, you know, we're starting to see some of it, which is, and they'll find a level, you know, wherever that level happens to be. But have you seen a little destruction in your portfolio? And I think that's something that you need to look at as well. Because if you are not cautious, if you are not careful here, you could see your portfolio destruct, or in Mission Impossible, this tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. We don't want to see it destruct, okay? We have to defend our portfolio, which is part of the hedging class that we do, which is why I always encourage you to go to the BubbaShow.org or BubbaTrading.com and check out what we're doing, because I'll tell you, every day I get 10 to 15 to 20 letters. It's telling me it's unbelievable how they've found that they're now protecting their assets versus worried about it, and how they don't care what happens at night. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out. We've got, you know, a lot of time. I mean, markets are going to be around for a long time. But again, I do check or encourage you to go to BubbaTrading.com and get yourself hooked up so that you can be a part of it, and you can be in the fortunate few that have a hedged portfolio that is compounding itself out versus wondering what truck ran over you when it was done. Make sure you check out the swim lessons at Thinkorswim, as well as our friends at Thinkorswim. Again, we get you a special deal. Everybody, United States, Canadians, everybody, we can get you hooked up with Thinkorswim. It is the platform of choice. We love to encourage people to use something that works good for them. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. You miss an episode, you miss a show, any day you want, anytime you want, libertytalk.fm. The current day show will be there, plus ones from the past. Make sure you go check it out. We're going to step out of here for a break, and we'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back with The Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. It is Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and of course we're talking about wild times. And you know, one of the things that we love to do on the Bubba Show is we love to educate and help everybody do better. We are that's who we are. We're educators. We're teaching financial literacy, and of course you've heard of my friends Yoda and Backpack from the Voices of Global Freedom. And of course, I do with them. I'm their financial analyst for their program. And I had a chance, an opportunity to do a show with them. And we actually simulcasted it, did together. And I want to share that interview with you. That's actually them interviewing me. So the common man asking me questions. So let's get right with Yoda and Backpack and hear what they had to ask me. And let's hear what my answers were so you can get a better feel for where we think we're going from here. Here we are going back to Backpack and Yoda.
Welcome to Voices of Global Freedom and sister magazine MagnifiedView.com. We are with our financial expert, Todd Bubba Horowitz, with TheBubbaShow.org. Yoda, how are you?
I am great. The good Bubba, fun friend and a straight guy, has accommodated us today. It is Saturday after that disaster of stock whatever, I don't know. Bubba is our singular financial guy. At my age, I don't have the patience, and I've lost tolerance for these financial types that talk all that jargon and about circuit breakers, and I don't know. So we are proud to befriend Todd Bubba Horowitz. He's taken his time out today after a hellish week for him to be with us for a while, calling in from Chicago. Bubba, you with us?
I'm with you. I'm calling in from Chi-Town, and it was a nasty week on the street, but as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, we said this is the kind of action that you should expect. And the other thing that we said is turn off the damn news because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. And that's really what you have to really expect if you're an investor or you're a trader or everybody's got something, 401k at work or IRA. This is the time to just evaluate what's going on without the noise of one commentator saying, well, oil's going down and we got a problem and the markets are going to collapse because they're just following oil. And the other one said, if you remember Yoda and Backpack, it was just 4 months ago, right before Christmas, that everybody's saying, oh, low oil prices. Oh, that'd be great for retail. It's going to be great for the stores. The average guy's going to save all this money. And they're going to pour it into the market and into retail sales. Well, guess what? Friday, we had retail sales. They were the worst since, 2008. Another problem. Then you have the so-called geniuses talking and saying, well, this is just a blip on the radar. And maybe it is just a blip. But the point is, nobody can predict the future. You can get lucky. You can make a statement that might come true. But at the end, it always comes down to understanding how to protect yourself, because you guys, more than anybody, have to know how to protect yourselves at what you're doing. And financial portfolios are no different than what you do, except that, financially, you just get ruined money-wise. You get killed. So you have to, but you always have to protect what it is you're trying to protect. And that becomes the issue for the average investor. And the first thing they have to do is turn the damn TV set off. Of course, unless when I'm on. But because these people will drive you crazy. In fact, I was writing about that today. And I said, on one hand, they will talk about oil, oil, oil. And I keep writing in. I go, you guys are full of it. Oil has nothing to do with this market collapse. Oil and the stock market are not coupled. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You got something for me? I'll stop. Go ahead.
Oh, it's interesting. We caught you on Fox Business, and we found it of substance in that sea of nonsense. You were succinct, and I walked away from it with some good substantial information from your appearance on Fox Business. Well done.
Thank you.
Why isn't all I've heard all week? And mind you, our portfolio, as you indicated, has to have a trigger on it to make sense for us. So why isn't it connected with oil? Everybody says it is.
Because they're all, look, we know one thing. Everybody has to make something sensational and talk about oil. We understand that the commodity sector, the world of commodities, is crashing down because we have a government that has no clue of what they're doing. And of course, you know, in the financial collapse, when they had the chance to reduce government size, they increased it. Gee, what a shock. And you have, when you have a socialist as a president, okay, who will not acknowledge what's going on in the Middle East and what's not going on with ISIS, you create problems. But to think that oil itself is the sole cause of the market collapsing is ludicrous and imbecilic and stupid, okay? Because looking around, let's go back in time when our great leader at the time, Ben Bernanke, decided to bail out the banks. Now, you can put your, you can go on either side of that coin. It doesn't matter. You know, we could have suffered a depression then, but by now we'd be out of it, or we can continue to try to push it down the road. Well, at some point, as we all know from anything we do in life, whether it be in business or relationships, if you don't fess up and deal with a problem head on, and you continue to put it down and kick it, as they say, kick the can down the road, the relationship, anything you do, becomes much worse and becomes much more magnified later. And that's what these guys are doing. So the oil portion is no big deal, because what's happened, guys, is we now make, in the United States of America, we make enough oil to be self-sustaining. We have in the ground, if needed, we have over 100-year supply of crude oil. Okay, that we could simply use if we were going to stay with big oil forever. So the reason that oil is not jumping up because of trouble in the Middle East is because oil, we are not affected because we have our own. Now, the biggest tell, or the biggest secret here that nobody talks about, is Brent crude. There's two types of crude. Well, there's more than two, but there's two that are well known. Brent, which has gone out of the Middle East and out in that area, which is lighter, let's call light sweet crude. Okay, it's easier to refine, and West Texas Intermediate, which is what we produce here, which is thicker. So at the end, they end up with the same product, but one's a little bit more, a little harder to refine. But at the end of the day, the reason Brent used to trade at a premium to WTI of as much as $20 more a barrel. Now, Brent is actually either equal to or less than WTI because they have problems we don't care about. I mean, we care as far as life is concerned, but we don't care for as far as the oil. So there is no panic in oil. But I would say to everybody out there, if you are a commodities player or you are somebody in that space, now is probably a pretty good time to start to look to buy oil. Now, it might go lower from here, but it has nothing to do. It's not coupled to the market. It's coupled to two things, the commodity index. Well, three things, the supply demand model and the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is unbelievably strong because the world economies are collapsing right around us. And if you haven't noticed, as I said, I think I said last in the show, that China would for certainly devalue their currency. And 3 days later, they devalued. So China is manipulating their own economy, as they do because they're communists, and they manipulate everything. You never, anything you get out of China news-wise, you never know what, if it's true or not.
And of course, that's a big thing here we talk about a lot on the Bubba Show is, you know, are we as investors, let's say American investors, are we really trying to depend on the news that does come out of China? Because is it accurate? Is the growth true? You know, we always forget about, you know, everybody talks about how good it is, but we forget about what we call the hidden cities in China. We forget about the way that they do their accounting. You know, they don't necessarily use the GAAP method or general accepted accounting principles. So it's something that, you know, again, markets will give you a good idea of what the market footprint is, but we know that markets are also manipulated by the news that they try to deliver when they deliver it, and it's something for you to sort out. But that, again, the truth of the matter is the charts will sort it out for you. The technical parts of the market will sort it out for you. And that's where I want you to be, is where you may not win on every trade, because you won't, but you'll be in the best position to win on trades. And that's Bubba's, you know what it is here? It's always about the numbers. We're strictly a buy, that we're color by number here at the Bubba Show. We're going to stop out here for a break and come back with more from Yoda and Backpack. But again, just remember, it's about you. It's about protecting your assets. So make sure that that's what your number one priority is, to protect your assets when you're involved in investing. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. When you miss a show, you go to libertytalk.fm. It's sitting there waiting for you, ready to rock and roll. We've got some new things coming up. We'll talk to you about them a little bit later. But for now, we're going to step out. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Be right back.
In other words, hold my...
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And what else do we have in store for you? Well, we'll go back to Yoda and Backpack, and we'll get more. Again, we want to make sure that you understand and comprehend how markets function. So, you know, if you ever have any questions, certainly, old Bubba here will step in and answer any question you have. It doesn't have to be about markets, but it can be. Whatever you want, always shoot me an email. This is The Bubba Show. Let's get back to Yoda and Backpack. Here we go. So they're just accumulating their own stock market. They now own 53% of the entire market and have dropped the atomic financial bomb and said, well, we're going to keep buying. The minute they took off those circuit breakers, as you mentioned in the introduction, the markets, all that said is that the Chinese government is going to buy as much as they need to keep the markets afloat. Now, they're still under pressure. And this is the key. This is what everybody needs to understand. Okay. Eventually, free markets, mind you, and price discovery play out. No matter who wants to intervene, no matter what jackass economist decides that they want to get involved, eventually free markets will win out. And what we're seeing now is that the free markets are telling you that the Fed is ridiculous. They have no clue, which is true, that interest rates have to go lower, because nobody talks about Yoda and Backpack, is that when somebody else lowers their rate or manipulates their currency around the world, all that does is make our dollar too strong. So what it does is it ruins exports on commodities, which tanks those guys, which then has people that can't work because farmers aren't making any money. So if they have employees, they have to lay them off. Anybody who's in the production of the commodity space and not making money, it lays off people. So it cuts our workforce down. Oil, now that's where oil becomes a minor problem, is that they have to lay off people in the oil patch. But it's not the oil itself, it's the effect that oil has on parts of the economy. So what they're telling you is that the markets, the economy stinks, and gee, what a shock. We didn't have any growth in 7 years. We've had no true growth. We don't manufacture almost anything anymore. Everything goes offshore. All we're creating is a bunch of service jobs, which is the lowest of the scale of paying. And no, listen, there's nothing wrong with having a service job. I'm not condemning anybody, but what it is from the big cycle of the financial world, if people aren't making money, they can't spend it. Now think about it. The average guy is making
10 to 15% less, if he's working, than he was making 6 years ago. He can't afford to pay his rent, his car payment, kids' college if he's got, whatever. People are working two and three jobs, 12, 15, 20 hours a day just to eat. So do you really think that they're going to go out and start spending extra money now? There is, in the middle class, which is the key class to driving any economy, there is no liquid money that people are willing to spend, and they are saving what they, if they can, they're scrimping and saving, because one of the stats that's been out recently is the average American family, if they had a crisis for $600, doesn't have the money. That's a problem.
We see it every day, Bubba. You've made Backpacks Day because some of his position has been what you, the authority, is saying. Give me a scenario, if you will. Give us a scenario. You're $100,000 a year middle class guy. Certainly, you know, with your wife. Certainly, as in Megatrends, we all can earn a living cutting each other's hair, you know, or giving each other information. Somebody's got to make a radiator cap so the damn car works. Okay, we've turned off the TV because we're active listeners and we follow instruction very well. All right, the TV's off. What should we, the $100,000 guy with some investment, including IRAs or whatever, are, what should we do this week? The TV's off. What do we do now?
You need to evaluate your portfolio. Where is it at? What asset classes are you holding? You're holding risky stocks. You're holding bonds. What are you holding? And you really need to evaluate the perspective of hedging that portfolio, because I'm from the school that every portfolio should always be hedged, because I try to teach this to individuals. Plus, I teach it in the farming community. It's better to be hedged and sometimes make less on the way up, but know that when you wake up one morning and the whole world is collapsing around you, that your assets are protected and you're not going to lose to the downside. And that is the biggest thing that I need to have everybody educated on, is learning how to hedge their portfolio through options, creating some sort of synthetic position that has 99 to 100% protection to the downside and allows them to benefit in the market to the upside. And furthermore, if they do it right and understand it, they can then compound and create an endowment model around their portfolio, okay, that allows them to buy more stock when everybody's puking, which is a very technical term for traders. When everybody's puking out to the market and fear is a total scream and they're lining up with their brokers to sell, my guys are all buying because they're always protected. It's the same thing with the farmers. So my farmers now, they're not worried about the markets, the commodities collapsing, and that corn's at $3.50, and it costs them $4.20 to grow it. They're saying, okay, fine, I'm hedged. I'm locked in at my price. So I'm not going to worry about it. And that, the average guy needs to look at his or her portfolio, evaluate their holdings, and if they're not ready to hedge, they have to decide at what point they want to partially liquidate some of that portfolio. Because one of the things, that the biggest things is, now we know a couple of things. The markets go up 9% year over year. They don't go up every year. But my question to everybody is always, A, if you're not, nobody can pick entries and exits to an exact, right, in a big portfolio, because who can predict the market? So you're kind of forced to stay in. So you have to have the gumption and the guts to hold on when the world is falling apart. But on the other side, if you're hedged, you don't have to worry about that. But at the point is that the markets will go down here. They look to be headed severely lower here. And I don't like to see people, especially if you're near the magic age of retiring and you've been working your ass off for your entire life and you're going to come to the finish line here and, take it easy because you knew the money would be there and you knew that interest rates wouldn't be at zero, which they had no business being here, and you knew everything would be fine in between your pension or your Social Security and your savings, interest or dividends. You'd be able to live the same life you lived, except now you would have to get up every morning, go to the factory or go whatever job you had, you'd be done. And
what level of investors do you work with primarily?
Well, I work with, believe it or not, as you guys know, I do teach at the high school level. So I work at from high school. I work from young kids, you know, that have interest in investing all the way up to people. My oldest student ever was 90.
Wow.
True story. I mean, and I've worked with people that have from $5,000 to that hit to have $25 million. Okay, I actually do. One of the main things I do is I actually do consulting and hedging work for some of the major funds, because what I do, nobody knows, nobody understands it until I explain it to them. And I actually run a class. Obviously, I charge for it, but I mean, I run a class. That's 5 weeks to teach people how to do this as well. And then obviously I get full support. As you guys know, I'm on top of it, and I wouldn't let anybody starve out in the desert. I make sure that you understand it and you get it done. But at the end of the day, you need to evaluate your holdings. Don't start running to gold. It's gold. Gold is another commodity that's just an asset class. It's like owning a house. It's a hard asset that is not liquid to you. See, what you had to understand at retirement and investments, those are not, those should not be considered liquid investments that you're going to buy and sell as you need money. Those are supposed to be hard investments that you're holding, that you're hoping that they grow and that they appreciate over time so that you can live the life you want to live when you get older. So the theory of staying in the market because it does go up year over year is incorrect, because if you're older, you can't afford to have the market collapse, because where are you going to go? You're going to start working at Walmart and pushing shopping carts, which, again, for the normal person, there's nothing wrong with that. But when you're trying to retire and you're 70 years old, you shouldn't be doing that at that point.
And that is all about compounding your portfolio. Don't be the guy or gal that keeps trying to chase the hot asset. Don't put yourself... Again, I know many of you love gold, and I love gold too. Okay, I'm not saying that you should not own gold. The key to successful investing, the key to being successful in life from a investment portfolio to be able to retire, is to have a group of assets that will grow at different points in time. And by protecting those assets, so that what you're doing is you are learning to compound your portfolio over time, so that indeed you don't have to be in a position to get stuck. Okay. Now, again, you know, I believe in hedging, and that's the best way to do it. But also diversification is good as well, because sometimes certain things will be going up and go down. But we hope, our hope is always that over time, it goes up and grinds out. Like the stock market does grind out 9% year over year. But why not get rid of the volatility, if you can, by using a hedging system or hedging program, which we do offer at BubbaTrading.com and at The Bubba Show. But for now, we're going to stop out here for a break. This is The Bubba Show, and we want to remind you, LibertyTalk.fm, our network, that we put shows up there for you on demand. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show.
John Kander, orchestrated by...
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. And we're coming to wrap up for today and wrap up with our friends Yoda and Backpack. And again, this is all very important stuff for you, my friends, the investor, the trader. But again, remember one thing, protect yourself. That's what it's about, especially when it's your financial freedom. Let's get back to Yoda and Backpack.
I love working at Walmart now because 100 of them are closing. Go ahead, Backpack.
We just heard shocking news from the Royal Bank of Scotland that they're calling, this is shock through all social media, traditional media, and it's making some news. They're calling for everybody to sell everything except for high-yield bonds. It's a really shocking statement to make, especially for a bank of that caliber, of Royal Bank of Scotland. What is your takeaway from that? I also want to add one quick thing, too, is that we're seeing a lot more prepper commercials, people to go out and buy weapons and buy pork and beans and that sort of thing. So the prepping world is really coming to rise. But what are your thoughts, Bubba?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what I said on Varney on Fox they're imbeciles, Royal Bank of Scotland. That might be one of the dumbest things ever said, ever published in the history of financials. Okay, sell everything and run for the hills. I mean that borders on moronic. Okay, now I'm not saying that you don't eventually liquidate your entire portfolio, because it may be a portfolio that needs to be liquidated. But if they had any brains, they'd call me up and say, "Hey, how do we protect all this money?" Because see, certainly I can protect it easily without selling it. So why? I don't want anybody to ever have to sell their portfolio, guys. That's the beauty of what we do. The point is, you should never have to sell, because you don't know when the top or the bottom is. So if you can protect yourself and continue to collect those dividends, you know, if you need the money, you take the money out. If you use the dividend reinvestment program, you let the dividends continue to compound. You don't have to worry about all this crap. So Royal Bank of Scotland and the rest of them are all a bunch of morons for making a ridiculous call that just all that does is create fear to the common man. Okay, and that's, you know what, chicken little, the sky is falling. Are you kidding me? I mean, that is, I said that on Varney, and I'm saying it here. That's a ridiculous, imbecilic call. That how any responsible person or bank could say something like that is obviously somebody who's trying to buy equities. Because one of the things we nobody really knows, but I'll give you guys some inside information. Okay, the big banks, they're also investors, and they have investors that invest with them. And they have a habit of saying one thing while they're doing something else. You know, one of the things you learn as a floor trader, which I was for 30 years, okay, is some of the tricks of the trade that these financial institutions do. And Goldman Sachs is one of them, and I thought we've all heard of Goldman Sachs. They used to have two different brokers, and they'd send one in with a small order on one side of the pit. And what they really wanted to do was with their big broker on the other side of the pit. So they were causing a stir to create a position. So when the Goldman Sachs 3 years ago, I think it was, or whatever it was, said that oil was going to 200, when you looked at their books, they were short oil. Okay, so what they were trying to do is they were trying to get the common man to bid it up so they could sell them at higher prices. So now they're making a call of $20 oil. I don't know this for a fact. This would be my speculation, but I'll bet, and I'll bet a lot of money, because I bought a lot of oil, that they're long oil and they're trying to force it down so they can buy more at cheaper prices when it does spike. Because one thing I know for sure, oil 1 year from now is trading at 25% higher price than it's trading today, which indicates that oil is going to go higher. So there's a lot of little tricky things that go on when you hear any major announcement or any upgrade or downgrade. Think about this, everybody. Nobody knows for sure. I don't know. All I know is I can read the footprint that the market leaves, because the markets and charts, they leave a footprint. Okay. And the footprints are somewhat accurate, especially at trying to predict movement in a short period of time. But anybody who looks at and makes a macro call that is so farly ridiculous away from where the market stands today is an imbecile. That's why it's beyond me. You know, it's just like myself. I believe that the S&P, which is trading at about 1800 and something right now, before this move is done, will trade at 1586. That's a very key level in my work from a couple of years ago. But I would never say that we're going there today, tomorrow. I would say right now, you're looking at 1870 and then 1850, which 1850 was the low for anybody who watches or understands market footprints. 1850 was the low that was put in on August 24th. Now, why is that important? Because that's a very important footprint that the market has left. It's giving you an education saying, hey, we're probably going to come back and revisit this. And that will be the battleground. The other thing I want you to all to understand, do I have time to go on with this? Because it's a little bit longer, but it's very important for everybody to understand. Do I have time to go?
We value your precious time today. It's not rhetorical. We mean that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, good. We saw Thursday, and this is why this is important. Okay. Markets that are in bear market cycles, which I personally believe that we're going into a bear market cycle, because many of the S&P stocks are way down anyways already. And if you looked at your 401k, you'd know that. But bear markets will have the most vicious rallies that you can ever imagine. And the one I want to point out, and if anybody knows how to look at a chart or has a chart, go look at a short term, like a 5 minute chart from Thursday, January the 14th, and you will see a 400 point move in the Dow in less than 20 minutes. Okay. What does that mean? That's a vicious short covering rally. The rally looks so powerful and so good, it traps in the average investor to get in because they don't want to miss it. And the truth of the matter is, anytime you see that type of rally, you in your mind either should be looking to liquidate some of your holdings if you're looking for a spot to sell, or if you're more active, you should be looking to short that market on a move like that, because that market could only go down. And oh my God, what happened the very next day? The market was down almost 500. And this will be the pattern that you'll be watching for the next, I think it'll be years before that we come out of this bear market.
Bubba, we thank you too much. Going to send your fine wife more lollipops and roses. Your time away from the hectic week we value highly. How does our audience get a hold of you?
They get a hold of me. They go to BubbaTrading.com. Bubba Trading, B-U-B-B-A, trading.com. That does take you to my show website, but it's easier than thebubbashow.org. So BubbaTrading.com. You can sign up for the free information I give. You can send me an email. Certainly Bubba at BubbaTrading.com. You can send me anytime you want. If you got a question, again, I'm happy to answer questions for any of your audience, especially because they're special and they understand the world. So anything they need, but you can get through at BubbaTrading.com. Catch me on Varney every Tuesday at 9:30 Eastern, and among other places, but that's a regular. So, you know, but be careful, evaluate, don't panic. That's the biggest thing. And last message, don't panic. Take a deep breath, look and observe, and try to find a footprint that gives you a better reason to do something.
In other words, from the old Red Guard commercial, never let them see you sweat. Remember, it's not the investing itself is a game. It's a game of mathematical odds and probabilities. If you put yourself in the best chance to create the best odds, then you'll find yourself being off in the best position. That's what Bubba's about. That's what this show is about. It's not only to obviously share some of the news and share my opinion, but it is to share to help make you better. And that's why I urge you to go to BubbaTrading.com. Go to the hedging program. Read about it. Check it out. Again, this will be the most dynamic, cheapest investment you will ever make that will bring you more of a return than anything that you'll ever trade ever again, because that's what it's about. It's about taking care of Bubba's listeners, Bubba's friends, and making sure that we're all here to celebrate no matter what the market is doing. We all know that our portfolios are well taken care of. That'll do it for today. If you ever miss a show, as you know, they're at libertytalk.fm. That is the Bubba Network. And we want to make sure that you check it out and check out our other things there as well. But on demand at libertytalk.fm. For today, everybody have a great day. We certainly appreciate you spending some time with us, and love that you hang out and the amount of great comments we get. That'll do it for today, everybody. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Same time, same station tomorrow. For now, have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. The Bubba Show. See you tomorrow.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.